This podcast is supported by Cartier. In celebration of the Trinity Collection's 100th anniversary, Cartier shares testaments of love in all its forms from around the world. Please keep listening for today's love story later in this episode.
Love now and
did you fall in love last time?
I love
love was stronger than anything.
For the love, love.
And I love you more than anything.
There's still love.
Love.
From the New York Times, I'm Anna Martin. This is Modern Love. And I have some news, some very exciting news. A new season of Modern Love starts next week. Next week. That's very soon. We've got a whole lineup of stories that we can't wait to share. Starts dropping on June 1st. But we wanted to give you a little something to get you excited in the meantime, which is where you come in. Mia Lee, editor of Modern Love Projects. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me. Today we've actually got two tiny love stories read by none other than the Oscar-winning actress Ariana DeBose.
Ariana DeBose. I'm kind of obsessed with her. Most recently, she was Anita in West Side Story. She was incredible. And Ariana first read these tiny love stories at a virtual event we both did a few months ago.
Mm-hmm. And Ariana actually picked the stories she wanted to read.
Handpicked by Ms. DeBose herself. The first one is called Choosing a Different Future by Jess Locke. Let's take a listen.
When I was 20, I quietly, foolishly eloped. At 22, I saw a cute boy in the corner of a college Bible study, his hat pulled low over his glasses. I was still, unhappily, secretly married, but I flirted with the boy. He was polite, but nothing more. By 23, I had divorced, escaping a miserable future. I rediscovered my faith and the joy of a close friend group. A group which included the boy in the hat. I flirted embarrassingly. And then one night, while watching a movie, the boy put his arm around me. It's been there for 15 years. It's so sweet. It's the beauty of the possibility of a happy ending, no matter how your story begins.
Yeah, what also really struck me about the piece was these kind of storybook visuals in the story, the boy in the hat, that kind of character, and then that final gesture, which is so simple, but changed their lives, him just putting his arm around her.
Totally. It's very cinematic. I can see these things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so Ariana picked another tiny love story. Let's take a listen. It's called Unfiltered Joy by Elise Gibson.
Long before her diagnosis, my reliably cheerful friend turned sour. Even our most mundane conversations became contentious. Pessimism and frustration darkened her world. Eventually, as words eluded her and her thinking grew disorganized, the diagnosis came. Early dementia. Terrifying, yes, but naming her condition set her free. Her joy returned in force. Now, when I visit her in her assisted living apartment, a smile lights her face. Complex sentences are out of her reach, but instead, she pours out pure love, telling me I'm wonderful, beautiful, and smart. Her son says her happiness lasts for hours after our visits. I know a few people who live with dementia. And this is a beautiful way of expressing the experience of observing someone like that. And it's all about finding the joy.
When I listen to this, I'm like, there's also so much pain in this story.
Yeah.
The work of the son, you know, now in a place of caretaking for the mother, the work of the author herself sort of reimagining what her friendship is with this person. Mm-hmm. And I mean, this is happening in 100 words, but you and
so complex,
so complicated. Yeah. I'm like, you have pain and love in sort of equal and amazing measure in this piece that's so short. It's just so, I mean, they're tiny. These are tiny. when you're editing, how do you make sure to sort of capture a world in such a small space?
I really kind of approach them like poetry. Like, I think that there's the structure, like, you know, there's so many different poetic forms with the kind of limitation. I think it's a lesson that you can say so much without going on and on and on. But like poetry, it's like you kind of have to bring yourself as the reader into it as well. You know, like you bring, you know, your questions, you bring your own kind of assumptions or imagination to it as well. So it's kind of a two-part process,
totally.
I think.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got even more Tiny Love Stories in our new season. New episodes will start dropping in 1 week on June 1st. Mark your calendars.
I'm so excited.
I am so excited. Mia, thank you so much for joining me. It was such fun. If people want to submit their own Tiny Love Stories, where should they go?
You can actually just Google submit to Tiny Love Stories and our submission form will pop up.
Very efficient. Okay, so everyone go do that. And then come back to this feed in 1 week for the start of our new season. We'll catch you then.